Question number two of counseling. Are the scriptures sufficient for biblical counseling? Explain your position. My response. Yes, the scriptures are sufficient for biblical counseling. First, the scriptures do not change. Second, they are living and active. Third, they are the only absolute truth and authority that we have. Fourth, the scriptures constantly address personal relationship issues between sinner and God and fellow man. Fifth, faith comes by hearing the message that scripture brings, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. While this list is not exhaustive, the next couple of paragraphs will give the biblical support for each of these reasons. Personality, culture, and societal norms constantly change and influence secular counseling theories. When divorce was generally accepted as immoral, people were counseled away from it by any means necessary. Today's society has accepted it, against God's word, and it is now encouraged if it helps individual needs and feelings. The same has become true for abortion and homosexuality. Sadly, whatever society begins to accept is what people in the secular realms will be counseled to do. In contrast to our shifting values and cultures, God's word never changes. Quote, the word of the Lord endures forever, end quote. 1 Peter 1, verse 25. Quote, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, end quote. Psalm 119, verse 89. And quote, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished, end quote. Matthew 5, verse 18. It is the foundation that we must form counseling on, because the shifts and moves of modern influences will drift us further from truth. In addition to never changing, it is complete, living, and active. The end of the Bible warns us not to add or take away from Scripture. Revelation 22, 18 through 19. Because, quote, his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him, end quote. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Quote, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Man in his own wisdom cannot accurately judge the thoughts and motives of another man. Since God's word says that it can, we'd be foolish not to use it as the tool for soul searching. Much has already been said about the Bible's authority and infallibility. Read the theology to bibliology sections. But briefly, it must be pointed out that when there are opposing opinions on a topic, we must turn to God's word to see what the Holy One has himself declared, as the Bereans were commended for in Acts 17, verse 11. The Bible is not an out-of-date book that cannot be applied to today's time. The problems experienced in the Garden of Eden are no different than today's issues. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, hid from God, and then started blaming each other for their own sins. Genesis 3, verse 6, 8, and 12 through 13. Is this any different from today's marriage struggles? Paul stated that no problem is unique. He told the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that what happened to the Israelites is also pertinent to them, verses 6 and 11. We see through this how the scriptures can be used to address so many basic common themes of sin. No problem is unique to a particular generation or culture. Our greatest need in life is to be reconciled to God, to be first loved by God, 1 John 4:19, so that we can turn from our love for darkness, John 3:19, to want to, quote, love the Lord with your God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind, and your neighbor as yourself, Luke 10, verse 27, is the only way to live rightly. Quote, in the Bible, all things are necessary to know how to love God and one's neighbor. Counseling directly pertains to the intricacies of those matters, end quote. These interpersonal relationship matters have all been addressed by God. We can only live them out properly through salvation and sanctification. We must use Christ's words because, quote, faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of Christ, end quote. Romans 10:17. In closing, we must remember that God is a God of mercy and comfort, quote, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, end quote. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4. God is so gracious to give us his word that is profitable for all our needs. 2 Timothy 3:16, as well as a new love to obey him as Lord.